And the packing house used to could buy squares, the bacon squares, and they'd be a little leaner. And I reckon they'd take the ends of it from there and on up and make sauce meat. Because these bacon squares would be just about almost lean, streak of fat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the salt meat
didn't? The salt meat didn't have much streak of lean on it.
Any other name for salt meat or anything else?
Salt pork, uh-huh. They call it. Salt meat or salt pork.
What do they mm-hmm. call the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
That's the rind.
And the kind of meat that you buy now already sliced that you eat?
Mm-hmm.
You call that?
That's ready sliced bacon.
And mm-hmm. what do you call a person who kills and sells for meat?
Well, I reckon call him meat peddler.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I know plenty of people used to do it. But I don't know if it's against the law now or not, because you have to have it inspected. I don't think people do that now.
What do you, the person now, when you go to the store, the person who works with at the meat counter, you call mm-hmm. him a...
The butcher.
And the kind of meat that you buy little lengths, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's sausage.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say that it's...
Tainy.
Okay, or it's done what?
Spoiled.
What would you say about butter that was kept too long?
Rancid.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
How do you make that?
Well, that's a long story, if I had to make it. Because you had to split that old head open, and take out his teeth,
uh-huh.
and take off his ears and split them and scrape them. And you had to split this snoot
uh-huh.
and scrape that out, and take out his eyes. Then you take the brains out. I like the brains. Little cup in the top, you uh-huh. take the brains out. And then you scrubbed it head good, and you cleaned the air, cleaned the snoot out.
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of cut it in big old pieces after you done got these dirty places clean. So uh-huh. that air, you have no idea how much dirt be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut that out and then take the deep airs out, they call them. The deep airs out. You heard of people who must have ate deep airs? Yeah, I think it's either over that heart or the L's one. I think it's over the heart.
Uh-huh.
That's, I think it's in the heart, the deep L's. Because they got little valves and things in there they call deep L's.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But this hog ear, you just take that out, and then you run a knife around and you cut all that inner ear out.
Uh-huh.
And you throw that away. But you got to scrape this part here, through that, right above that ear. And scrub all that good and put it in a pan of water,
mm-hmm.
salt water. That finished cleaning it. And
salt then you, water does?
Mm-hmm, finish cleaning anything, salt water does. Mm-hmm. Cut all the slime and all out there. And then you put it in a big pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to boil it and boil it and boil it. You get it tender. And I always make mine with my hands. That's the way Mama made hers. And you put all your seasoning after them boiled tender and cool enough for you to work with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your seasoning in it and you just squeeze it all between your fingers. It's gooey to fool with, but then you have your pans ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you pat so much out, but you leave it till your slice is about that thick. A head will make a big old head to make a 3 or 4 pans of it. Mm-hmm. And you put vinegar in, salt and pepper and whatever you like in, a little mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And some people put potatoes in it, but Mama never did put potatoes in hers because potatoes will make it sour.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to keep that stuff a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even before you had a
refrigerator? Uh-huh. Yeah, she could eat keep. But see, just like I tell you, you got to be careful what you put in it.
Yeah.
And she didn't put no onions in it.